Oh, hey, brother. Yeah, sure thing. I'm just getting ready to go to sleep now. I know, it's been such a long day. I really appreciate you inviting me to Thanksgiving. Oh my God, your wife is such a good cook. She's amazing. Oh, that was nothing. I mean, I don't even think I can really count that. It's just mom's old cornbread recipe. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I mean, with everything going on between me and our parents right now, and just the rocky relationship that we're having, it's just not really the best time to be together in the same house, all locked up. And I know that they don't really want to talk to me, and they don't really want to see me right now, so it was better for me just to not do anything at all. And I mean, I'm super grateful that you guys even thought about inviting me. It's really kind of you to reach out and just do that for me so I didn't have to spend Thanksgiving alone. Yeah. I'm sure that's not the type of thing that you would tell your wife. I was pretty sure she didn't know, and honestly, I'm kind of glad that our parents didn't really make a bigger deal out of it than they should have. But it is a little embarrassing when your dad finds you on OnlyFans, so. Oh, that was a hard one to explain. Yeah, I think the hardest part to explain was the fact that he had already watched several of my videos, and I only recently released a video with my face on it, so he'd been jacking off to them this whole time. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know. I know it's not funny. I know that it's really fucked up, but I guess I just laugh at the irony of it, and it's such an uncomfortable situation that I really just have to laugh it off, because if not, the alternative is, it's too complicated and it's too much to think about, and I really don't want to do that. Yeah. Well, mom was pissed. I know she called you, and I know she bitched at you or to you about it. She can't really bitch at you. I mean, I'm the one who is supposedly in the wrong here, but I know that she talk to you about it, and I know Dad was absolutely mortified when he realized that it was me. Oh my goodness. There's just so many other ways that this situation could have been avoided, and that this whole thing could have just blown over or gone under the radar. But no, it had to absolutely blow the fuck in my face. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, in any case, I'm really grateful that you guys asked me over, and it's nice to spend time with family. Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of weird growing up because you're 10 years older than me, so I know that we never really got to play together or be in school together, and we didn't really have any of the mutual friends or anything like that. So, I mean, you were pretty much grown when I was growing up. So, it's just nice to kind of get a little closer to you as we get older. And I do appreciate that you've been so supportive of me, even as a teenager, and even after you've left the house, after you'd been out of the house for a while. It's really sweet, and I really appreciate that. Yeah. Oh, come on. No, I'm sure I would have been annoying as fuck if you would have always been around, and if you really would have been there at home and witnessed how fucking bitchy and just how ridiculously bratty I was when I was a teenager. Yeah, but by then you were already off to college and you got married very soon after that, so you've just always been so grown. Yeah, I really have always looked up to you because of that. I feel like Oh, I'm just such a mess. I'm the black sheep of the family, and I can't seem to get anything right, and you just got everything right on the first try. So, well, I guess that's part of being the older sibling, right? Yeah. Yeah, and you always did that, even though you were a little bit further away. I know you always stuck up for me, and I know you always protected me. And you always took my side on things whenever you came by and our parents were arguing about something. I'm just glad that now we get to be a lot closer than we were back then. You know, it was just growing up and trying to figure things out. And, well, largely I still am, even though I'm 20 now. But, you know, it's the middle of college and I don't really know what I want to do with my life. And it's just... It's also very confusing. I mean, I just have so many thoughts and feelings, and I just don't really know how to sort them out. Yeah. Yeah? You too? I mean, but you're so grown, and you just have everything so perfectly in order, and your life is so perfect. I mean, I wouldn't expect that from you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. I'm sure it was a lot of pressure on you to be perfect and to be the role model and to just carry on the family line since you're the only boy and you're the eldest. So I'm sure that was really hard too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's nice that you came over here to tuck me in. It does really remind me of old times when I was really, really small and you used to do that. Well, I know I'm a lot bigger now than I was then, but I mean, I've always been a big kid, so I've always been a big girl. Yeah, I do say that with a lot of pride now, and, well, I guess I just have you to thank for that, because you made me see how I could be beautiful even though I was different, and even though I was bigger than all the other girls, that didn't mean that I was any less pretty or any less wanted than they were, just different. Yeah. You did always have a very special way of making me feel special. Yeah, that's because I'm special to you. Well, you are very special to me. And, well, you're my only brother, so there's that. Yeah, I don't know, I've always felt a lot more connected to you than I have to our younger sister. And it's just always been that way. Yeah. Oh, I hate to say it, but I do love you more than I love her. I know you're not supposed to have a favorite sibling. Or is it you're not supposed to have a favorite child? I don't know, but you're definitely my favorite, and you always have been. Of course, it doesn't hurt that you're handsome as fuck. Oh, don't blush like that. You know that you are. I mean, your wife looks like a fucking supermodel. You know, she wouldn't be like that if you weren't so handsome, right? Yeah. Oh, stop. And stop it. I did not get all the good genes in the family, okay? And I am not prettier than your wife. She is absolutely gorgeous. I'm just a plain Jane next to her. Oh, that's sweet of you. Nothing about me is plain. Well, that's partly true. I mean, there's a lot to say about my personality and my choices in life, and obviously my appearance and my alternative means of employment. Yeah. Well, you could say that. It's not it's not untrue. I am a little peculiar, I suppose. Oh, I don't want to use the word special. That sounds bad. What's special to you? Okay. Yeah, I guess there's always a special place in your heart for your little sister. But not like your other little sister. Oh. I mean, we're only just a year apart. There's not really that much of a difference between us. Yeah. Yeah, she is kind of stiff and prudish, so I guess that does make her a lot less fun, and, you know, she's not very engaging. Yeah. You know, you remember when I said that I was a little bit confused. That's part of it, actually. Now that you mention it, yeah, that's part of what has me kind of all over the place. I'm just trying to work through that, just like you feel something different and a little bit out of the norm for me. I think I feel that for you too. Yeah. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's something distinctly that siblings shouldn't feel for each other. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't think you getting closer to me like that is really gonna help. Oh. Yeah. Well, your hand feels really nice cupping my cheek like that. I know. I know that, I know that. I know that you love me as a brother, and that you're happy that I'm here. Yeah, you said that already. You love me as more than a sister? Oh. Oh, you're not sure that love has anything to do with it. Okay, good, because I don't either. And, it's a very, oh, you're getting really close to me now. It's very troubling. Oh, well, it's troubling because I'm in this bed in your guest bedroom. In your beautiful house with your beautiful wife down the hall, and all I can think about is, fuck, just kissing you right now. Your face is so close by, and I could just close that gap and just I'm so sorry. I wanted to do that for a very long time. Yeah. Did you like that? You enjoyed that? Oh. I bet you didn't think your little sister could make you feel that good, right? I'm sorry. Fuck. I don't know what I'm doing. This is not. I don't know. This is not right. I'm just in a bad place right now. And I'm just kind of all jumbled up, and I don't want to come on to you, we can't do this. No, we can't do this. You're my big brother. You're married. I can't. I want to. Listen, I really, really want to, but I know we shouldn't, and I know it's wrong, and I mean, I'm already in total hot water with our parents, and I wouldn't do another thing that could potentially totally ruin my relationship with them, and you, I would hate to ruin my relationship with you for just a careless, impulsive act like this. No, I really don't want to stop. No. Why? Well, because it's the right thing to do. And I would hate to ruin anything for you, for my perfect big brother. Are you sure you're just not letting your little sister seduce you into doing something you don't want to do? Are you sure this is what you want? Okay. I guess you can just come under the covers with me. Just get under there. I know I might be a little inappropriately dressed because I'm only wearing panties under here, but I mean, you know, I was getting comfy and getting ready to sleep by myself. I wasn't planning on having any company. And I'm glad that I do now. Oh, fuck. Oh, big brother. Your cock feels so nice just grinding against me like that. No. No, don't stop. Go harder. Oh, go harder. Fuck. I know that there's a big wet spot on my panties, and I might get your pajama bottoms wet, but fuck, it's worth it. I feel so good just having your cock slide up against my sweet wet little cunt. My panties just slipping, sliding over my clit because they're so fucking wet. Trust me, I've thought about this so many fucking times. I thought about my sexy older brother coming into my room and taking advantage of me. His helpless little sister. No, sweetie, you're not taking advantage of me. Fuck, I feel like I'm taking advantage of you. You were always so fucking innocent and sweet and proper and good. Oh, fuck, it feels so good to be doing something so bad with you. Oh. I have to admit that I used to put a pillow between my legs, grind against it, thinking about you, and imagining that I was grinding against you. Fuck, I wanted you so bad, big brother. But this is such juvenile stuff we're doing here. And so innocent to just rub her needy, throbbing, fucking cock and cunt against each other. I want so much more. Yes, sweetie, I want so much fucking more from you. I need it. I need it so badly. This is what I would have wanted to do a while ago. But now that I've fucked and sucked and ridden cocks, well, now that I know that, I need to do that with you. This is not going to be enough anymore. Even though you do grind that cock against me so fucking good. So forcefully, fuck. So nice and hard and urgent and a little bit rough. Because I could tell you've been wanting to fucking do this for years, too. What was it like? Yes, grab my hips. Grab my hips nice and hard and bring me down on your cock to rub against it. So good. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I think I've stuck through your pajama bottom, sweetheart. And did you ever think about me this way, big brother? When you made those visits when I was in college and I came home for the summer. When I came home and you came to visit our parents, did you ever see me and think about doing this to me? Did you ever wonder what I looked like beneath those clothes? I suppose that you know now, right? I know you went in and you looked at my account after Dad told you. I know that you must have been so curious. I know that you probably could not wait to take the opportunity and look me up and watch your sister lose herself in pleasure and show off her sexy body. You did, you naughty boy. I knew you would have. I knew it was too tempting for you not to. But I think it's enough. Enough of this teasing. I think I've had. I've had enough of this teasing of just grinding. Just grinding. Just feeling your cock on the other side of that fabric. Oh, and knowing that it's just so close. And we're just separated by two very thin pieces of fabric, my panties and your pajama pants that are ruining everything for me, that are stopping me from feeling a perfect big brother cock of yours inside of me. My cock, I've thought about so many times. Fuck, please, big brother. Yes. Put your fingers in my hair like that. Kiss my neck. Please tell me you want this. Please tell me you want to fuck me as bad as I want to fuck you. Please. Oh, please, please, please. Yes. don't even have to take them off completely. I'm just gonna slide your pajama pants down to your knees and push you back. Push you on your back. Step out of these panties of mine and get in a position that I've wanted to be in for so long. Have you thought about this, Big Brother? Have you ever thought about your little sister straddling with her wet pussy? And just teasing the head of your cock up and down my ready slit. Oh, fuck. Teasing my clit with it. Oh, fuck. I'm getting your cock so wet it's dripping down your shaft to your balls. Oh, are you ready for this, Big Brother? Well, we both want it. It doesn't matter that it's wrong, right? As long as we both really, really, really want it. Yes. I'm just gonna sink down on it. I just want to go up and down just a little bit and keep going down and just a little bit up until I'm down all the way. And fuck. Oh, fuck, does your cock fill me completely? I'm sorry, Big Brother. I'm sorry. It didn't take any longer to adjust. Or for you to just feel what it's like to be inside me without any movement. But I couldn't help it. Your cock feels so fucking good inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I forgot. I forgot. We have to be quiet. Oh, your cock feels so fucking good that I just couldn't help it. And I just couldn't. Couldn't help start moving and writing it. Yeah. I'm going a little slow now, but. Well, that's because I want to feel it at every fucking groove and cranny inside my pussy. Yes, Big Brother. Yes, go faster. I just didn't want to go too fast. Because I have this problem where I come too fast. You've seen it. You've seen my videos. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. I can't help it. When it feels too good, I just fucking come. Yes. Yes. No, Big Brother. I'm gonna make this last. Fuck, I'm gonna make this last. Because I want to fuck you. Nice and hard. And make both of our fantasies come true. In the best way possible. I don't want to rob you of your pleasure. I don't want to rob you of your little sister. Riding your cock and impaling myself down onto it. Because I know that once I come, and I squeeze my cunt around your cock, are you gonna be done for, big brother? Fuck, fuck, fuck. No one can resist it. Oh, no. Oh, not a single person has been able to resist my clenching around our cock. Without coming, whispering that I'll come inside my tight, waiting, needy pussy that's so hungry to be filled with your cum. That's why I'm trying my best not to come yet. It's becoming very, very hard. Oh, fuck. It's becoming very hard with you lifting your hips like that and fucking me back every time I thrust out. Oh, fuck. You're fucking... Oh, you're fucking driving me wild, brother. And I'm still very close. Oh, fuck. We're gonna have to do something. To muffle. Oh, fuck. To muffle the scream when I come. Are you gonna come with me, big brother? I can tell you're almost there. I can tell by your face. You're almost fucking there. Here, quick. Put your lips against mine and kiss me while I come. Will you come with me? Fuck. So good to moan and come and scream into your mouth as you filled me up with your cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, big brother. Oh, thank you. Thank you for always taking such good care of me. And thank you for filling me up with your cum. Thank you for being the best big brother ever. You know, this Thanksgiving, I guess, I have something more to be very grateful for. And who knows? Maybe next Thanksgiving, I'll be grateful for having had a swollen belly and a baby in my arms that my big brother pumped into me.